Braves and Brewers, the ageless Bartolo Colon getting ready to face Chase Anderson. We'll take it to the bottom of the fifth, Ryan Braun at the plate.
And decide to go that way, to right. The pitch, swing and a drive, forget right field,
another 3-2. Swing, a little flare, shallow left, going over Broxton. Can he get there? No, it falls and it goes up against the wall. One run is in, a second run is coming in. It's a two-run double for Ender and Ciarte. And now the tying run coming to the plate against Jacob Barnes.
Suzuki has a pinch hitter, 0-2, the pitch to him. Swinging a line drive, base hit to left. This is gonna tie the game. Kurt Suzuki with his first pinch hit of the year. First offering from Carlos Torres was up and he jumped all over it. And the pitch. Freeman sends it to left center. This is big trouble. And it is going to be gone. Freddie Freeman has just put Atlanta in front with a long two-run home run. And it's 10-8 Atlanta. Big comeback for the Braves tonight. Wow. Freeman got it all. That's number 8 for him. Still nobody out. It's 10-8 Atlanta.
10-8 Braves is your final score. Bartolo Colon goes 5 innings allowing 6 earned runs on 10 hits. Chase Anderson goes 6 allowing 4 earned runs on 4 hits. After a 6-game losing skid, the Braves are now riding a 3-game winning streak. Craig Counsell and the Brewers put up a good fight but came up short against the Braves on Friday as they lose 10-8. Here's what the Milwaukee skipper had to say about the game.
Well, they did a nice job. I mean, Jacob Barnes has been outstanding this year, and they put together some good at-bats against him tonight. They kept coming. I mean, you know, going down 4 and keep at it, and they kept putting tough at-bats on us. You know, give them some credit.
Seven pitches,
yeah.
After Barnes, were you tempted to go with him again in the eighth?
Yeah, I mean, it's just a matter of, you know, I liked Carlos's matchups there, and it's how much are we going to use Corey, you know, just putting him, sitting him down and getting him back up. I didn't feel good about that. I feel great about that, and I thought the inning set up good for Carlos with a couple left-handers there, but just didn't play.
Do you feel like you're still in a feeling out period with that group, or do you know enough about those guys that
we had the game set up good. It's 8-4, we're going to the seventh with Jacob Barnes throwing. We'll take that every night. So there's nothing. No, that's this game was a scripted game, really. Just didn't work out tonight.
Got a little bit of something from everyone in your offense tonight. You're right, Aaron Hardon. Domingo was close all along and comes through big for you.
Yeah, we did a nice job against Colon. I mean, we had, we just had good at bats. We were got pitches, in the white part of the plate, which is what you got to do against him. So it was a good offensive night, and we swung the bats well. 3 home runs. Arcia swinging the bat well. It's real good to see.
Yeah, that one big inning against Chase, but otherwise pretty solid again.
Yeah, no, I mean, well, that inning, you know, I think Chase kind of battled through his with tonight. A couple walks in that inning to me hurt him. The walk to Swanson hurt him. Walk to Garcia hurt him. The two walks to me in that inning with a big, you know, you're going through Freeman, and he made a good pitch to Freeman to get Freeman out. But going through Freeman and Kemp, you know, you're kind of playing with fire in that situation.
Did you go back and see the pitch to Garcia? It looked like a pretty
There was a little flinch by the umpire as well, so I didn't see that. I didn't look at it, though.
Craig, any other year of Bronze, you know, he might be the story for your offense with what he's done.
We can have multiple stories. It's all right. You guys are allowed to write 2 stories a night.
You think he's benefiting from what's going on above him?
No, I think he's Ryan Braun.
Saturday, Jaime Garcia takes the hill for the Braves. He'll face the Brewers' Jimmy Nelson.